Well, welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the On the Pony Express podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Billy Embody, a remote edition of the podcast all throughout, as we'll have Eric McClain of the ACC Network join us here on the Boulevard, live from the ACC Network set, the tailgate set for ACCPM on Friday, getting you guys one more look at SMU Florida State before this matchup of historic proportions for SMU gets underway. And then we'll hear from one of our sponsors, David Henry and Status Jet. Of course, you can reach out to them, statusjet.com. PonyUpACC is the code for a discount on a round-trip flight. But we wanted to bring him on, talk a little bit about SMU, what he saw, but more importantly, give you guys the lay of the land on what he and Status Jet can offer you guys during this upcoming run of road games starting next week. Louisville, Duke, Stanford, all of those coming up from the Mustang. So we'll hear from him at the end of the podcast, so stay tuned for that. Get a little bit of a look at how he operates and how his business is run and why you should give him a call today. But let's begin with this. SMU Florida State set for 7 p.m. kickoff inside Ford Stadium here in Dallas. As you can see behind me, you have the ACC Network set that is here on campus is huge. It is, got that college game day type of setup going on. And tomorrow morning, 10 to 11 a.m. on Saturday in Dallas, they'll be broadcasting the ACC Huddle Show and then coming back and forth throughout the day for network updates, halftime reports, things like that. Some different little things they're going to be doing with the Boulevard as well, so it should be exciting. And then 5:30, they'll move inside Ford Stadium and do a pregame show in the southwest corner of Ford Stadium near the Weber End Zone Complex. So check that out, whether you're watching at home or just getting down there early and getting the lay of the land inside Ford. But for SMU, it's going to boil down to, making sure you don't let last week affect your preparation and your mindset for this game against Florida State. This is a big matchup for SMU. It's obviously an opportunity to make a statement to this league in the early goings, but you can also go ahead and start that process of pursuing an ACC championship. I think that's the biggest thing that SMU has to stay focused on at the task at hand is not what happened last week, not the road ahead to Charlotte, but the fact that they have an opportunity against a Florida State team that is still very good physically, athletically, all of those things, but they haven't put it together on the field. DJ Uiagalelei and that offense has really been struggling overall, and I think for SMU, this defense, what they've put together, they've got an opportunity to continue that strong play against the run and slow down Florida State's rushing attack and make DJ Uiagalelei beat you with his beat you with his arm. And that's something he really has struggled to do all season long. That passing game for the Seminoles has been disjointed, and it maybe will be impacted by the fact that they had to leave a day early. They left Thursday about mid-afternoon from Jacksonville. They actually bussed. It's about a three-hour ride from Tallahassee to Jacksonville, and then they flew over to Dallas. They got in on Thursday. They kept it light. They were out and about doing some team things. I know they were, up in kind of the Grandscape area, doing that new immersive watching experience for the Thursday night game. And they've, had to make do with coming in an entire day early. Today's Friday. I'm sure that's usually a walkthrough, get on the bus and the plane, and then you get on your way. And they've been able to actually stay in the same hotel they're going to be staying in for this matchup. They do have, obviously, team meetings and walkthrough on Friday that they do, as I'm watching somebody go the wrong way on the Boulevard right now. But SMU is really going to have to just be ready to play like they were last week against TCU. It's a Florida State team that, is playing for a lot of people right now that are hurting, a lot of people, with their lives upended right now and their living situations and all of those things. So they've got a chance to make a statement for their own state and their own people and fans. And I think that type of emotion is something that SMU is going to have to match, because Florida State does have something to play for bigger than football right now. And on the flip side of that, they had their entire, routine and their entire game week upset by the Hurricane Helene that's hit the state of Florida and up into Georgia and the Carolinas and all those things. So for SMU, you're going to see a program that is fired up, I think. I think that is what they understand and got a big taste of in the moment is against TCU, you saw how much it mattered, how much it cared to that community and to all the people that were inside Ford Stadium. you have another opportunity on, in a way, a bigger stage with the ACC Network, with ACC Huddle in town, and everybody watching what are the Seminoles going to do. You have a chance to once again make that type of a statement and tee yourself up potentially for a, you'll run at a conference championship appearance if you can start it off with a win against Florida State. If you don't, you got to regroup. You've got to go on the road at Louisville, who's playing really well, and you've got to figure that out. But we will talk more with Eric McClain. We've previewed a lot of Florida State with Hayden Howerton, and we'll have your full coverage. We got the game preview up at ontheponyexpress.com. You can subscribe for 50% off annual subscriptions right now at ontheponyexpress.com. Use code PONYUP. It runs through Sunday. So jump on board the whole year. You get basketball coverage all, you know, for 50% off. It's about, I think, $75 for an entire year. Just a couple cups of coffee a month is what it works out to. Or one if you're loading it up at Starbucks. But this is a huge weekend for SMU as well on the recruiting front. We have it all covered for you, broken down for Andy Enfield and his basketball staff. We had a huge piece on the recruiting visitors that are coming to town. And also, what's next after Jaden Toombs committed, and who are they going to get next? We broke that down at ontheponyexpress.com, so check that out as well. But I do want to give you guys a little bit of a taste of what to expect on the recruiting front. And as I'm broadcasting remotely for this one, won't have the usual player profile breakdowns, which is another reason to go to ontheponyexpress.com. We'll have some of these visitors, of course, highlighted. You can check out their profiles on On3 and ontheponyexpress.com. But SMU going to welcome a massive group of unofficial visitors to campus for this weekend. And I think one that stands out to me right off the bat is one of the longtime commitments in this program. And it's Jalen Shivers, the three-star defensive end from the state of Georgia. He just picked up a Georgia Tech offer. So we saw what happened earlier this cycle with one of SMU's commits flipping to Georgia Tech, a guy we were really high on as well. And that was a big deal when Cam Cullins, you know, defensive tackle, flipped away, but he's wanted to stay home and play for Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's had a little bit of a, you know, solid start to the season in a way, but they're recruiting really well right now. They've got a lot of momentum and juice in the Atlanta area, and Jalen Shivers to come back this weekend to take in this game, it's a good sign for SMU. They'll look to get a chance to, you know, kind of settle things down and make him, you know, feel even better about his commitment to SMU. So he's a big, long, athletic-looking defensive end that could kind of end up being like an Elijah Roberts, I think, when it's all said and done for Jalen Shivers. But he's not the only commit. They'll have a bunch of commitments on campus. You have Zay Gentry, who is just here for the TCU game. Baylor and Wisconsin are pushing for him. But then you'll also have Jalen Cooper, who just picked up a Notre Dame offer. And he just moved up even higher in the On3 recruiting rankings that were updated last week. He's off to a huge start once again to his season. He's been one of the best receivers in the state of Texas over the last 2 years. Dominant, productive, all of those things, and is finally getting even more recognition. And he's just on the cusp of being a top 100 prospect. So with Notre Dame now offering, SMU to get him back on campus, huge opportunity there to, again, make him feel a little bit better. When I look at this list, and I look at, in particular, the 2026 class, you've got some top targets. You've got guys that have been on campus multiple times over the past few months, in a Brandon Ford, who was here for the TCU game, Marcel Gibson Jr., two cornerbacks that they really like as juniors in the state of Texas and have had on campus multiple times. But don't be alarmed as the sirens go off on this one. But one of the best offensive tackles in America is making his way back to the Hilltop, and a guy that has been on SMU's radar for quite some time. Lamont Rogers, he committed to Missouri. SMU hosted him for an official visit this past summer, you know, made that push there with that Pony Express weekend. He ended up committing to Missouri, kind of quietly shocking people in the recruiting industry by committing to the Tigers, but he's a top 50 overall prospect on On3. The 6'7", 305-pound prospect is the number 49 overall prospect, number 8 offensive tackle in America per On3. He's a top 100 prospect overall in the On3 industry ranking. So you're sitting here looking at somebody who, when SMU brings in a Dramod Odoms, who's another, you know, four-star strong prospect there out of the Houston area who's committed, if you could find a way to flip Lamont Rogers, you're looking at a huge change to the tackle position in the future. You can rely on those two guys to be the future of the program, those bookend tackles, but it's a long road to National Signing Day, and that's why you keep recruiting through the whistle. And that's what they're doing with Lamont Rogers as they bring him onto campus for an unofficial visit this weekend. And again, he's not the only one that's a flip candidate, but we'll leave that for the subscribers at ontheponyexpress.com. So check us out again. Code PONYUP gets you 50% off your annual subscriptions right now. And again, I think the biggest thing with this list that is about 70 prospects on my rough estimation right there, they're going to have some quarterback talent on campus as well. And one guy who just picked up an offer early in his junior season is Southlake Carroll's Angelo Renda. Off to a big start for the Dragons. Obviously, SMU's had success with guys like Kyle Padron from Southlake Carroll at quarterback, Evan Brown in the past, RJ Maryland. They're recruiting a couple of Dragons as well, and they've got some other guys from the program that have come through recently. But Angelo Renda is really starting to pick up steam on the recruiting trail. He was there earlier this season just after picking up the offer, so it makes a lot of sense for him to come through SMU, check it all out for a high-profile matchup against Florida State. But he's not the only quarterback that's a blue chipper that's going to be on campus. And a guy I'm really familiar with because his older brother is one of the top quarterbacks in the SEC right now, Garrett Nussmeier's younger brother, Colton Nussmeier from Flower Mound Marcus, is coming through campus. And he actually ranks as a top 20 overall prospect, the third best quarterback in the entire country, fourth best prospect in Texas. It's very early in that class of 2027. But when you look at what he's bringing to the table as a top 50 prospect here for On3, he's very, very good. And I think his best ball is ahead of him. And talking with Nuss, Garrett, who I've known for a long time, you know, Colton was a guy who could have been an elite baseball player, ended up going in on football, and it's paying off for him. He's picked up offers from all over. And, of course, he's the son of NFL assistant and former college football offensive coordinator Doug Nussmeier. He won a national championship at Alabama. And Colton off to a big start there at Marcus. So those are some of the highlightable names there for you guys. But I can tell you what, it's a big-time list. I would get over to ontheponyexpress.com and get all that information. As I'll note one more offensive lineman in the class of 2026. Two guys I'll give you, and then that's it. We got to move on. But Zayden Crimpen from Prosper, and J.J. Mays from Pflugerville Weiss, two of the top prospects on SMU's board in the class of 2026, both have made consistent number of visits to the Hilltop over the last year or so, and they'll both be back in Ford Stadium for the FSU game. So it's a monster weekend for SMU here as they get ready to host Florida State, 7 p.m. Central on ACC Network. We'll be here to cover it all for you guys, but before we kick it over to our interview with Eric McClain, I want to remind you guys about our friends at AKM Turf and Greens. AKMTurfandGreens.com. Look, if you want to completely change the way your backyard looks, feels, or if you want to do your front yard and completely turf everything, go to AKMTurfandGreens.com today or email them info@AKMTurfandGreens.com and reach out and see what it looks like for you. See what the project would be, what the scope is. They can do a bunch of different things for you, whether it's around your pool, whether it's around, you know, just completely tearing out the grass and just putting a bunch of turf in. They can give you $500 off your project today with code PONYUP. So huge opportunity there for you guys to check them out and continue to support them as well, because they've already hooked it up for a couple subscribers. So appreciate their sponsorship of ontheponyexpress.com. Without further ado, we go to our interview now with ACC Network analyst and former Clemson offensive lineman Eric McClain. Welcome back to the On the Pony Express podcast. I'm Billy Embody, man who needs no introduction.
Come on, we're back, man.
Eric McClain, back in Dallas.
I love this.
Seems like yesterday.
It does. And let me just tell you, we were in Boston last week. It was -4 degrees. It was raining. It was miserable. And this is what we get blessed with. Thank you, Dallas. We're very excited to be here. And the Boulevard, can't wait. I've been hearing a lot of things. I see it set up now, calm before the storm. I cannot wait till tomorrow.
What a setup you guys brought here. I mean,
it's
this
pretty
is
cool.
Insane.
Pretty cool. It's fun. We do a good job. And yes, again, excited to see all these people. It's family weekend, I heard.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be juiced up. Hopefully tomorrow, we're on at 11 a.m., 10 a.m. here.
Yep.
Pack this thing out. We had our best crowd ever at Boston College. In the rain, in the terrible weather. I'm hoping we can reciprocate that here, replicate it, do it again.
what do you make of the season so far that we're dealing with the ACC? I mean, this is parity at its best.
It's crazy. It's crazy to say the least. And, you know, because we had such high expectations for Florida State, had such high expectations for NC State, Virginia Tech, and it's nothing of what we thought. And so it is. It's crazy. And then, you know, a lot of people, myself included for a little bit, wrote SMU off. And then, you know, don't start good, have the whatever game, which great. We wanted to see that. And then when you lose to BYU, which at the time we didn't know how good BYU was.
Yeah.
And we're just like, oh, gosh, here we go. But guess what? BYU's pretty freaking good.
Yeah.
And what we saw from you guys last week, I think there's a lot of juice. There's a lot of excitement. And then you have a team like Clemson bouncing back and playing really, really strong, especially after week one, where maybe some people had wrote them off. And then a team like Miami, who is just surging. I mean, playing a really high level. It's been fun. And you have some others kind of fighting in the middle. And I can't wait to just see who ends up out on top.
Oh, and this schedule now all of a sudden setting up for SMU to have some of those big names.
Right.
Boston College playing really well. Yeah. Cal maybe gets Jaden Ott back and comes to your last game of the year. But this weekend, how do you see SMU? How do you grade them out looking at them from all of those things?
Yeah.
You know, the Nevada, the BYU, and then last week against TCU.
Yeah, I think, you know, what I want to see, you know, from the game is you know, the offensive line handle that defensive line, right? Because those guys are good, and those guys are playing at a high level right now. Coming off a Cal game, you know, where they had 6-7 sacks in one game. I mean, it's electric, you know, when you can be able to do that. But I think you have a much more active quarterback. I think you have a much more explosive quarterback here at SMU. So how are those guys able to handle business? How are you able to run the ball on them? I think is going to be fun to see. And then just defensively, listen, point blank period, this FSU team's struggling. I mean, they're struggling. They have no identity on offense. How can SMU have a bit of a coming out party saying, this is still what we do, tackles for loss, sacks, create some turnovers?
How do you balance looking at the film, which is FSU having all these players that are physically imposing athletes, former blue chips, versus the fact that they aren't playing well?
Right. Well, you look at why and what's happening, and you see lack of effort, lack of execution. At times, I mean, certainly there's times where you're like, okay, there it is. How can you get it for a full season? They just haven't figured that out for a full game. So it is frustrating. I mean, especially, again, when you talk about from a league perspective and from what we thought, you know, we would really see from those guys. So I think they're going through growing pains, which is weird. But when you have so much talent move on to the NFL, you have a quarterback that had been there that everybody believed in, that's all gone. And they're having to figure it out in real time.
Rhett talked about this week with SMU coming off that big win against TCU and FSU finding its footing and beating Cal. People are going to be expecting a letdown. What are you expecting from SMU when you see them tomorrow night?
No, I think you're jacked up for the opportunity. You have a massive brand. I mean, nobody, you know, 10 years from now, they're not going to care about what FSU's record was.
Yeah.
They're going to see that, did you get a W against those guys in your first ever ACC game? So I'm not thinking letdown at all. I think we're hammering the pedal down. We're trying to go full speed ahead and to make a name for ourselves because, again, it doesn't matter what the record is. It's all about the brand. It's all about what you can do as a university to make that happen. I think the guys are eager. I think they're excited. You know, I stumbled into practice accidentally earlier today. I was just trying to get a lift in, and those guys were going after it. And talked to a couple of them, talked to a couple of coaches. They seemed really jacked up about the opportunity.
What have you seen from this running back, Breshard Smith, who came in as a return
weapon.
Man,
yeah.
And now he is one of the best backs in the ACC.
Yeah, he's electric, man. Literally, how can you find a way to get him the ball? Whether he's returning, running it, catching it, he can do it all. What do you have,
four touchdowns last week?
You know, a guy that can just really be a piece for you. And I think that's great for a quarterback because, number one, you know who you can go to and can make things happen. But also, he can run the ball really effectively. So it's been fun to see it. We kind of thought it might could get there. It's good to see it actually happen in transition to that.
This defense that SMU has, the ability to create turnovers, create some havoc, really impacted TCU. You know, the pass defense, a little leaky, but what are you seeing from is this a battle of the trenches? I mean, straight up for these two teams, and that's whoever controls the line of scrimmage.
You would think so. You would think so. And again, I think it is, can you get the ball back? You know, can you take it away? Because, I mean, DJ's going to throw it out there. We've seen it. I mean, he's going to lay the ball out. Guys haven't been able to come down with catches, make those big-time plays. So this is the type of game for me that it is a get-right game for your defense. And what kind of things can we be working on? Can we execute in the level? Can we take it up a notch defensively? Maybe what we more expected preseason.
What surprised you the most about Florida State last week?
Man, I think really nothing. I mean, nothing. The sacks, I mean, I guess. But that it wasn't an overwhelming game. No. I mean, especially offensively, with what we saw from them, still weren't really able to run it. I mean, you saw bursts from Tolefele, who I think is one of the best backs in the country, just hasn't got it going on. You saw a couple plays from DJ downfield, but yet again, just the lack of consistency. I think they were under 300 yards for sure. It might have been under 275, so nothing inspiring. And then you have a Cal team that back-to-back weeks has given up six-plus sacks to Auburn, to FSU. So it wasn't, to me, this overwhelming, outstanding, here we go, but it was a victory, and it's something to build on.
Is that something from your career that you've seen teams take? You're down, you're struggling, and you get one, and then you can hit it a little bit.
It gives
you
a little bit of juice. You know, talk about being at SMU. There's just a sick Lamborghini just driving around. Y'all's NIL must be just fine. Or yeah, maybe not even.
The valet's got mine.
That's the valet. Right over here. That was incredible. But just, you know, seeing it and you know, can we do it? Oh, okay, we got this W. We got it off of our back. We can just play free. We can just play football. You hope, because, we want to see good football. We want to see guys executing at a high level, wanting to be there, wanting to do their thing. And, again, maybe that spark will be it.
Does the travel from Florida State, leaving out early, you know?
Maybe the hurricane. People
and
being worried.
All those things, about families. And we're thinking of everybody in the state of Florida affected areas.
Yeah.
But that – we've seen it go a bunch of different ways. Seen Tulane go up to Oklahoma and have a game and a half, but you know, it's your whole routine is also disrupted.
Right. I will say for football, especially like Dallas, it's not that far, right?
Yeah.
It's halfway. You know, when I think of a Stanford team that had to go to Syracuse and now is having to come back to Clemson back-to-back weeks, that can be a little overwhelming. That can be a little bit much, but I don't think anything of that. If anything, I do, you know, kind of believe that, you know, thinking about the hurricane, thinking about those affected, it sounds like Tallahassee was not hit as hard as maybe they thought. So, again, like you said, prayers out to the Carolinas, to Florida, definitely. Georgia, everybody that's affected.
Any prediction early? Are you allowed to share? You know, the Kirk Herbstreit, you know,
we don't,
is
you
it
know,
allowed to
I'm
share?
Not calling the game. I'm not calling I'd love to. I'd love to call it, but they don't let me do that. And we don't even do, you know, scores anymore. I think the line, are you allowed to talk lines?
Sure.
Sure you are. I think it's six and a half.
Yep.
I like that. Yeah. I'll roll with the Mustangs. I think that's pretty solid. Again, I just don't trust. I don't know. I don't trust the FSU defense at all.
Yeah.
Now, again, maybe you could say, do you trust the SMU defense? Who knows?
Yeah.
But I've seen more from that than I have from the others. And I think KJ is going to figure it out. I really do. I think that he's going to settle in. Talking with him today seems really confident and just growing as a leader, as a guy. I mean, because that's hard, especially when you're splitting time with your friend, by the way.
Yeah.
And now you're becoming the guy. I think he's getting more comfortable. I think the bright lights, big environment, big team is only going to elevate and electrify his game.
Yeah, his last three of his last four starts, I believe, were winning a state title.
That's right.
Winning an AAC championship.
Not bad.
Bowl game.
Not bad.
And then TCU. Pretty good stretch for him.
That's right.
We'll watch it all unfold. 7 p.m. Central, right. ACC Network. Catch the pregame show inside Ford Stadium, 5:30, 10 a.m. Saturday.
We'll be there.
You guys will be handling it all. Eric McClain, check out the Graham Look at McClain podcast.
Hey, come on, baby.
Yeah, awesome time. We'll see you here for many more years.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully a lot.
Yeah. So thanks for listening, and we'll be right back with more on the Pony Express podcast.
And welcome back to the On the Pony Express podcast. Billy Embody here. Happy to be joined at Renegade Cigar Lounge in Richardson, just off 75, with CEO, President, Founder of Status Jet, one of our great sponsors, David Henry. David.
And alum.
Yes, alum. Of course. Big supporter
many,
of the
Mustang. Many years ago.
Great spot, first of all, for this, and it's long overdue. We've been talking about doing something like this for a bit, and we decided, hey, it's time for the away games stretch run of that October.
Yeah.
Flying all over the place if you're a Mustang fan to get to Louisville, Duke, Stanford, all those places.
Great away games coming up.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Florida State first.
Yeah.
But when we get to the away games, and I'm going to go to a couple, not only can we arrange the flights, eight people, whatever you want. We can fly up to a jumbo jet, but where we're going, like Virginia, we can set up tours.
Yeah.
You know, Duke, Louisville, you want a bourbon tour, things like that. Some of the fun stuff.
That's
if Stanford, you could easily put in golf.
Yeah.
You could easily put in the wine country.
Mm-hmm.
All right there. So we've got some exciting with this new conference, ACC. Very exciting. I don't even tell you.
How are you feeling about Florida State, first of all?
I think, well, first of all, way to go and beat TCU like
oh,
they did.
Yes.
And the coach gets thrown out. I got to tell you, I like that. But I think this is, it's going to be a tough game, and I think we can win. I think this is a real check for us. Just being a fan for all these years, if, you know, if we don't win, we play well, but this is a chance for us to beat a team that went undefeated last year. I know they're struggling, but I don't think anybody's buying that. Yeah. They're good. So I think if we come out, play well like we did against TCU, get up, and we make it kind of a game like that, maybe we don't get 5 turnovers.
Yeah.
We were fortunate to get those, but we also probably caused those, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be crowded. It's going to be great. I got to tell you, being an SMU fan, and I was there in the heyday with Dickerson and James and played the Mustang band, so I got to go to a lot of great SMU games. But that game against BYU, even though we lost, when's the last time you saw a full stadium with 2 minutes left at an SMU game?
I know. It was special.
I don't know the last time I saw. Maybe when we opened the stadium and we upset Kansas. That was the first, the open four stadium.
Yeah.
We played Kansas. That was full.
Yeah.
But I've never seen a game in the fourth quarter at that stadium. And then TCU.
And
even the other game, Houston Christian.
Yeah.
It's been amazing.
And this weekend, 7 o'clock, ACC Network, it's supposed to be cool. It's supposed to be real nice out there. Should be packed start to finish if things go SMU's way.
Well, I have a bet with my buddy who's up here at the Cigar Lounge, big Florida State guy, so I don't want to have to wear a Florida State shirt for a week.
Yeah.
He's got to wear
an
SMU shirt for a week. I want to see that.
It's going to be special. 7 o'clock Central, ACC Network. And look, Status Jet can get you to this game if you don't live in Dallas.
Absolutely.
But you can also get to all the away games wherever you're coming from. And that's what we've been preaching to everybody on the podcast, and we've had a couple subscribers.
Oh, yeah.
Jump on board and
you
use...
you get your discount?
Yep, Pony Up ACC or mention on the Pony Express, and you guys take care of them, and guess what? You get to take care of them start to finish on the flight.
You know what? It's just not to give a sales pitch, but just pick up the phone and call.
Yeah.
I mean, we can price it out. We'll typically give you, here's the price. Pilots, everything included. We can do ground transportation. We can do whatever you want. We can put some towing swag on the plane. And like I said, where we're going this year, I thought the ACC took care of us.
Yeah.
They should have, because we gave them a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for our big boosters.
And the thing about some of these stops is, like, Charlottesville's not easy to get to, for example. If you're way far ahead to Virginia.
No, Duke's a tough commercial. You know, but even Louisville, you know, which is all, I've never been to Louisville, so I want to go to that.
I've been to Louisville. Unfortunately, it was when SU basketball was in the incident.
Yeah.
I was in and out.
But, like, I'm definitely going to Stanford, and I think I've never seen that campus. I just think it's great for SMU to be in these kind of games.
Yeah.
But we have a shot, I think, to turn the corner Saturday night.
Yeah.
If we can find a way to win by 1 point,
make that statement.
That's what I said. TCU, we blew them out. That was great, but try to win by one.
Yeah.
And BYU, we were right there.
Exactly.
We just fumbled on the four, so we'll see. But you gotta be
stoked that basketball is, the schedule came out. You can start planning all those type of trips.
I'm already going to the North Carolina game.
Oh yeah, that is one that is on the list. I told my wife and said, you can come, but I'll be there.
But we've been playing. You know, blown basketball. We're actually flying the band, cheerleaders, and pom poms to the Duke game.
That's awesome.
So they're going to be at that game, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
It'll kind of show off SMU and a similar type school.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's hard to bring the band and stuff to all the games.
Yeah.
But if you're listening, athletic department, you should. And but anyway, I think it's a great year so far.
Yeah.
I think if anybody said we're going to be 3-1 going into this game and then favored, I don't like it.
Yeah.
You would have thought, no way.
Yeah.
So.
Especially the favorite going into this one. That one, and it jumped up to, I believe, 6.5 today, and somebody said that to me, and I was like, oh, man, that's kind of what happened against BYU. The line started jumping a little bit.
That line got a little big.
Yeah, that did.
I thought we could win, but I thought that was a little bit. They turned out to be, what, 4-0?
Yeah.
They're ranked.
Yes.
They were big.
It's looking like a good loss, and
If there is a good loss, yeah. I'd probably...
Well, that's the one you want to take, because now, if you can get through Florida State, build even more momentum, and then, like we like to talk about, we can look ahead. Players shouldn't be looking ahead, but we can get excited about what could come, and what a time it's going to be Saturday night, and what a time it is on Status Jet as well. So, guys, we really want you guys to just pick up the phone, give a call. Yeah. Statusjet.com is where you can find more information, and just have the conversation, because if you look at some of these places... You can go in and out the same day if you want, and by the time you price it out with all your friends or family, it might be a little bit easier to go ahead and do it that way.
Absolutely. You know, so figuring if you have eight people, you know, you can fly in the same day and fly back the same night.
Okay.
Or if you want to go out Friday, you know, Friday afternoon, see the town, explore the campus, city, you know, like I said, the wine tour at Stanford, Urban Tour in Louisville. I've never been to Duke, so I'm not sure what to do there yet.
But yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Or you could just go the same day.
Yeah.
We can do transportation, catering, any experience you want. It's a nice way to go.
Yeah. Believe it. So thank you for all your support.
Thank you, buddy.
Of SMU and, of course, the On the Pony Express podcast. So, David Henry, we've been sitting here at Renegade Cigar Lounge. We're going to do it again. Swing by. It's off 75 right near Arapahoe and Richardson. Great spot. Check it out. And, of course, check out our friend Status Jet, statusjet.com, and use the code PONYUPACC for a discount on a round-trip flight. So,
pony up.